I think that Sarajevo is not just the symbolic memory, but it is the place where living together in Europe has always been a reality. And now it is a terrible scar in this cohabitation, and it's the memory of a terrible war. But I think that we must start from Sarajevo 20 years ago, 21 years ago, and from that suffering to show the world that it is not impossible to find a new way out from war as a solution for conflicts. It is important for Syria, for what happens in the Middle East, for what happens in the world. So it is the first time that all the communities, the Orthodox, the Catholic, the Jewish and Muslim communities, all together with us and with Cardinal Pulic, doing something new.
Yes, I have read that this is the largest conference on religious and political dialogue held in Sarajevo since the end of the war. How did you set it up? Who collaborated?
Well, we have, of course, kept dialoguing with the people in Sarajevo, with all the communities. But for sure, a year ago, it was the decision of Cardinal Pulic to end of the Mr. Cerić, the Muslim community, to ask us to organize the new world meeting in Sarajevo. We accepted. We were very happy. It was the result of long-term effort altogether. Now we have to build on that. So there will be a very important moment that is the gift of the special Haggadah of Sarajevo, an artistic copy to the Jewish community in the world and to Jerusalem, a gift from the Muslim community in Sarajevo. I think it's not just a symbol, it is a reality.
I was reading your program. You have hundreds of religious leaders of all faiths and personalities from the world of culture and politics, all talking about living together is the future. What do you hope the outcome of this meeting may be?
Well, I think that the world is in a very difficult moment. The world is thinking of itself, bent on itself, on the financial crisis, the economic crisis. There are wars that seem never end in the world. And Syria and all the Middle East is suffering. Pakistan is a challenge, and is a challenge every day for also for many Christians, and in many places in the world, also especially Christians are a target. I think that we can build many things. One is Lebanon and something for the Middle East. It's a sort of forward of the decisive travel of the Pope to Lebanon. And I think it will be something from Pakistan. And from Pakistan, there will be both the highest religious authority for the Muslim world, and there will be the Minister Bhatti, that is the brother of the Minister Bhatti, who is a martyr, is a Christian martyr, who has been working for minorities and for coexistence there. And I think that this is something that will have a reverberation, a message also in those countries. I think that it is something for the Mediterranean. There are a spring that seems to go towards a strange autumn. And we have to find a way to create security, development, democracy, the chance to live together and not to encourage sectarianism. I think it is, after 25 years of the spirit of Assisi, a big challenge for the dialogue among Christians, believers, the three religions. So I think it is a need for the world. We must not think that dialogue and living together is a dream of the past. It is a necessity for the present and the future.
Finally, Mario, your program is so impressive. You have speakers of the caliber of Mario Monti, your own Andrea Riccardi, of course, and many others. You mentioned Bhatti. What is the secret of Sant'Egidio community on the world stage? Why are you so credible?
Well, I hope that the real secret is the energy that comes from the gospel, from trying to be everyday human beings that take seriously the gospel, and there is an incredible energy of friendship. I think that we really believe that there is no alternative to war but dialogue and peace. And so the secret is work, 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 friendship, 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 prayer, 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 respect of the others, never giving up our identity. I think that people are impressed by the fact that we never give up any inch of being Catholic or Christians, and then they discover that it is this strong identity that makes us not to have fear of dialogue of the others.
Thank you very much, Mario. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
I hope that this can be an inspiration for the world, in a world where war seems to be very productive in the short term, but it's very destructive in the long term. I have a serious hope for Syria that the political season and not a war season can take place over the next months.
Thank
you. Also because of our meeting and our prayer for peace.
Absolutely. We too will pray with you then. Thank you so much, Mario. Best wishes for your meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.